Kids, I don't know what's wrong with these kids today. Kids, who can understand anything they say? Kids, they are disobedient, disrespectful. Oaks.
Welcome to Asterios Kills a Kid, the kids' advice show hosted by broken people. I'm your host, Asterios Kopitos. With me, as always, is Sarantia.
Hi, here to turn the racism down from an 8 to like a 6.
Yes, exactly. Because also with us is Mumpkey Jones.
Here to turn the racism up from a 6 to a 9, maybe. Out of 9.
Dude, just keep it.
Third time's the charm, right, guys?
All right, let's start over again.
I want to thank a couple of people before we start, because I'm trying to thank our Patreons, our Patreos more. A guy named patreon.com/Asterios. He is our biggest donor right now at $100 a month.
Holy shit.
I also want to thank a guy named Nine. He's pledging $40 a month. Jeremy G, 25. D Don is pledging $50 a month.
Jesus Christ.
Nicholas M, $50 a month. We got all these super cool donors. A guy named Mac, $65 goddamn dollars a month. Thank all of you donors, big or small, for supporting us here. You guys help keep a roof over our heads and these podcasts coming out.
Wait, can I do a shout out too?
Sure.
I would like to do a shout out to the guy on Twitter who keeps sending me pictures of my own hair.
Oh, what a hero.
Thanks for the support.
I'd like to shout out to the man who inspired me to do podcasting, one Mr. David Clegg. He did a show reviewing The Biggest Problem after they broke up, and I was like, you know what? I want a podcast. If this is what a podcast is, I'm into it.
You did podcast with Clegg.
About you.
I know, it's
what,
so
one of the
weird
episodes is called Asterio Sucks.
What?
Who could have possibly predicted that the pedophile doesn't enjoy Asterios?
See,
comedy?
When he told me he was a map, I thought he was into cartography. So I was, yes. When I found out what that abbreviation stood for,
which
I of course was very happy.
Person.
Speaking of minors, what is this show about?
This show is a goddamn okay. This is a show where kids, real kids, ask us real questions, and we really try to help them. Let's start out
Wait. We have one other thing to shill.
Okay.
We have a bonus episode out, if anybody's interested. I think the first one in months. You want to hear about how to smuggle drugs through an airport? Check it out on Patreon. I'd like to bring in some comments from this one.
Okay.
Asterios, you're a fucking idiot. There's nothing racist about the term jungle juice. I used to go to parties at a historically black college in Georgia with my black girlfriend, and everyone called it jungle juice. There's nothing racist about jungle juice, dude. And Asterios, bothered by jungle juice, but not the word nips.
Okay, first off, nips was referring to those little nips of alcohol, the little bottles. Those aren't called nips. Or nibs, which are the little bottles of beer. So that is an alcohol term.
Just like jungle juice is.
Yeah.
I don't like saying it.
I mean, it's kind of, the racism is on you for assuming jungle is like an African-American thing.
Well, yeah. For you heard it here, folks. Here first, Asterios loves black people, hates the Japanese.
I don't, none of that is true. I'm just saying, look.
I don't know, you wouldn't smell the bloob. The Japanese, that's part of my culture.
Why don't you tell, thank you for getting me out of this first hole you dug me into. Why don't you tell people what you've been trying to get me to smell all day?
Somebody said,
go get it.
No!
Yeah, go get it.
Make them smell it on air.
Yeah,
perfect.
Do it.
Set up what it is before you get the thing so I can pause the thing.
Someone sent Mumpkey Jones a bottle of Shotokan lube.
I'm grabbing my camera too. We need to film this for my channel.
I'm so excited. It does not smell like smegma, it's perfume.
You didn't explain what it is. Explain, you have to set, you never set the table.
Lubricant is a type of material that
a
man or a woman slathers on
the
their genitals to make sexual intercourse easier or more pleasurable.
Just explain what is special about this lube. Why is this lube like no other lubes?
Because it smells like little boys.
And how did you get a hold of this lube?
Mump Jones gave it to me.
And how did you get a hold of this lube?
Not on mic.
Get out of the mic! We have to set it up if we're going to smell the stupid lube!
Somebody sent me in the mail. It's not lube. It's not supposed to come out of the smelling. I don't know. I'm going to record this, actually. So wait till I start filming.
Okay.
This is Shota Little Boy Pheromone. What is it?
It's a perfume bottle that perverts buy because it smells like a little tiny boy's asshole and ball sack. And they sniff it to jerk off. And Asterios is going to take a whiff today.
Here, go Tell me if it's accurate. I have no way of telling if this
is
accurate.
I'm sure Asterios would know if it's accurate.
Is this accurate?
I have to assume so. I mean, I've sniffed it plenty. I'm waiting to see him sniff it.
Do me a favor.
What?
Before I smell this thing, because I'm only going to smell it once, can we do one more take? You can look to the camera and go, hey, I'm Sriracha. This is Darius Kovanos. And today, we're going to do a special treat. Set it up.
Hi, I'm Sriracha, and I'm here to say...
Lying and trap is engaged.
Asterios is going to smell this little boy pheromone that is intended to smell like the little boy's asshole and taint in a major way.
Okay, where did you get this?
Why are you asking me? He gave it to me.
Okay, where did you get this?
It was a gift in my monkey's mailbag oh so many months ago. And we were going to put it on the Wheel of Punishment where somebody would have to drink it, but everybody else vetoed that idea. So now it's just here for you to sniff.
You've smelled it?
I've smelled it many a time.
Why do you keep smelling it?
Because it's a very mesmerizing fragrance. It's unlike anything I have ever smelled before.
Yeah, it's almost like you're a goddamn pedophile who's being entranced by this, the scent that's unlocking things inside you that you never knew were there.
I mean, I wouldn't say because I've never smelled it before that makes me a pedophile.
But you keep smelling it. You love smelling it. No, goddammit!
Here, let's get him to take on, a real whiff.
I'll smell the stupid thing.
The longer you put it off, the worse it's gonna be.
Okay, this is...
The better it's gonna smell.
Is this thing marked at all? Alright, this is an unmarked bottle.
It's from Japan.
There's not even a fucking thing on it.
It means no regulation.
Yeah, because I'm guessing you don't want anyone to know what this is. It's formulated to smell like... I don't even want to say it, because I don't want footage of me saying what this is.
Come on, buddy, we gotta show it now.
Isn't it potent?
Isn't it strong? Isn't that a bizarre smell, too?
Does it bring you back to your childhood?
No! I didn't spend my childhood smelling my own asshole! I'm trying to... There's too much footage of me out there already throwing up.
Are you gonna bomb it?
I'm trying to hold it in, because it's like I can't just be the puke boy.
You know what you should do is splash it all over his clothes.
No! Stop!
It hits you hard the first whiff you take.
Yeah.
And then it's one of those things, it's like going nose blind. Like, after you smell it for a second, it dissipates.
You want me to videotape you smelling a monkey?
Sure, yeah. I mean, I've smelt it many, many times.
Oh, God.
It's delicious. Yeah, it's pretty
good. Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying! It's not a funny smell!
I'm trying so hard to think of a comparison, and I just can't think
little
of one.
Little boy asshole is what it smells like.
Well, I've never smelled a little boy's asshole.
Well, you haven't lived!
All right. Well, I think that'll wrap up this episode of Sriracha Tortures Her Friends.
I love this episode.
Yeah, be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Okay, I am gonna throw. All right, let's fuck this. Fuck this. Fuck all of you. All right, let's get into our first question. It's a question I've actually been saving for the both of you.
I'm ready.
Because it's in your area of expertise. Thoughtmas writes, my girlfriend is really into anime and watches it religiously. I'm not much of a weeb, and I don't really watch anime outside of JJBA. What's that?
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Oh, yeah.
How do I put up with it while watching as little anime as possible? That's Thoughtmas, he's age 16.
So how do you put up with anime without actually watching a lot of it?
It looks like he's trying to like find ways to placate his girlfriend who wants him to watch anime while not actually watching any anime.
I mean, it sounds like you would be the expert because that is your life experience hanging out with Sriracha
all
the time.
Yeah, Monkey, do you even like anime at all?
I don't even think of it as anime. I like shows that happen to be anime, but to blindly say I like an entire genre I think is pretty ridiculous. It'd be like saying, oh yeah, I just like every cartoon. Like, why would you, like, no, I like The Simpsons. I like Full Metal Alchemist. I don't like anime in general.
That's a closet weeb answer. That's a closet weeb.
Shit.
You kind of snuck out through the closet just to test the waters, and then society beat you back in.
I'll stay in my closet where I'm safe.
Yeah, serious, what do you think? My advice would be to figure out what her favorite animes are and then buy one or two of those little jerk-off figures. Because that's a couple's activity. Ugh. Jerking off to anime characters. That's something, that's fun for the whole family. evidenced by that lubricant.
Yeah, buy a vial of little boy asshole and just smell it together with your loved one.
You could buy her the costume of her favorite anime, and then you wear the kind of, like, if, I don't know, she's dressed up like Sailor Moon, you dress up as Tuxedo Mask, suddenly you're having the sex of a lifetime.
Yeah, because Sailor Moon's like a 12-year-old, so you could just, yeah, it's good cosplay.
She is, she's 12.
Yeah.
She's 12?
She's 12.
Great
advice. She looks like she's 29 years old.
Wow.
She looks too old in her uniform.
That's apparently what David Clegg said.
Yep.
yes. My recommendation would be, yeah, see if you can, because look, I know what you're saying. Watching the TV show is like a 22-minute prison sentence. And then, with this anime shit, it's all connected, and you have to watch a whole season. There's arcs, and there's all this crap.
And some animes, like Naruto, are 1,500 episodes long.
Yeah, yes. That's a fucking life sentence. It's not a 22-minute prison sentence. You like, killed
find a girl
man.
Who likes Death Note, because you can finish that in a weekend. If she's into Yu Yu Hakusho or Inuyasha or some shit, you're going to be trapped for life watching that stuff because it never ends.
Monkey told me that One Piece is... How many episodes One
it's
Piece
It's still going.
It's been going for like 25 years.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What is the One Piece that they need?
It's a treasure that a pirate master hid, and now all the pirates in the world are trying to find it. And the show is almost over. Like, they're going to do, I think, 1,000 chapters, and they're on chapter 924, and I don't think they've found the One Piece yet.
How great is this? Is it everlasting life, or is it just a lot of money?
No, the best pirate in the world put all of his treasure in One Piece, Asterios.
Some people are hypothesizing that the One Piece will be the friends that they made along the way.
That would be great.
That would be a nightmare.
I would love that.
Yeah, I think the real One Piece is never-ending merch sales.
Yeah, no shit.
They have found. Let me tell you, the producers of that show, they have found the One Piece, because you can get in Nippon, you can get fucking One Piece everything. You get One Piece branded tampons. You can get One Piece. It's nuts.
Okay. Okay, that's all awesome. We're not helping this kid, but I do like the One Piece tampons.
No, everything is so merchandised over there, man. You can't go two fucking blocks down the street without seeing those bitches from Love Live.
Yeah,
in Tokyo.
Buy your girlfriend the One Piece tampon. That's how you guys can bond.
I do like merchandise, because merchandise is not the TV show. You give her the gift, she's happy, then you can move on to other things. You give her the toys, if you get the video games and you're playing video games together, that's what, but it's like, for the TV show, I think what you gotta do is, you gotta get yourself a very inconspicuous set of Bluetooth earphones that are not connected. Kind of like the Apple ones that just like poke out of your ear. Find the smallest ones you can. Just put one in your ear.
And listen to Asterios' podcast while watching the anime.
Listen to my podcast. Listen to anything else. And then have your other ear facing her. And so that when she's like, oh my God, did you just see Hakusho? Did Yu Yu Hakusho? You're just like, wow, anime, huh?
You just see Kakashi shove his fingers up a boy's ass?
That happens on episode 4 of Naruto. Yeah. His sensei shoves his fingers up his ass.
Are you serious?
Well,
why does he do that?
He's holding a kunai knife, and his attack to fuck with Naruto is just to shove it up his asshole.
The knife?
Yeah.
This happens in, like, episode 4 or 5 of Naruto.
But you understand, it's not molestation, because it's actually his chakra fingers that go up his asshole and not his. Yeah. So the teacher hasn't molested him, but the spirit of Chinese Chi has.
And this is a thin line you guys are skating on.
Naruto comically goes flying through the air, if that helps. It's not like you don't see full penetration and...
Oh! God! Okay, well, don't... I guess... Oh! But this gives me an idea. Convince
you're gonna shove your fingers up somebody's asshole?
Nobody
because
shove.
We got lubricant for that.
Nobody shove
it's
anything
gonna smell good.
Anywhere. Convince your girlfriend that all this anime shit is pedo shit. And that she's fucked up for watching it.
Oh.
Shame her for it.
That's a good idea.
That's creative. I like that.
Yeah, and then you're just like, I don't know that I could date somebody who's into all this pedo stuff. Because if you call someone a pedo, they'll do anything to not be called a pedo.
That's right.
Hey, serious, if you don't drink some of that lube, I think you're a pedophile.
I have to concur.
You're both pedo. You're a pedo for owning it, and you're a pedo for sniffing it, not stuff for the 48 hours.
I'm a woman. I can't be a pedophile.
That's true.
What about all those pedo teachers?
What are you talking about?
All of the pedo teachers.
You mean life experience teachers?
Okay.
No, that's it. Okay. Just call your girlfriend a pedophile.
All right, we're moving on to the next question. All right. This is a question that our producer says is our first ever question from a girl.
Oh, I'm excited.
I don't believe it.
It's, okay, she writes, I sat next to this guy in chemistry last year that was suspiciously friendly. I didn't think too much about it. And when he asked me last week if I knew anyone selling any drugs, I said no. He said he knew one of my friends was selling drugs. And if I don't get her to give him some drugs, then he'll report her to the cops. I don't want him talking to her because he's a manipulative asshole. And I and my friends don't mix well with, quote, that kind of people, who I assume she means assholes.
Oh, I thought you meant drug lords.
No, because apparently she's friends with a drug dealer.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
What should I do? And this is Sierra, age 16. So again, I know that was a little confusing, but just to reset the table, there's a girl who's friends with a drug dealer. Her science partner is like, hey, unless you get your drug dealer friend to sell to me, I'm going to blow the whistle on this whole operation.
Sounds like this email is going to be read in a courtroom.
Yeah.
2 years from now.
Can I just say surely I'm not the only one, I'm a little uncomfortable that a 16-year-old girl has a direct lines of communication with the Stereos Kokonos online.
Yeah.
Yeah, pedo.
You're the guy! You're literally carrying around buttholes scented lube!
Honestly, I think the fact that you're freaking out over this butthole lube is a cover-up. It's like you're compensating for something. Nobody is that... Like, me and Mumkey aren't that freaked out about
a
product that is legal to sell and buy.
Yes.
He's overcompensating for his pedo tendencies. He's I don't want to smell it. Look how much I don't want to sniff the little boy's asshole.
You pop a little half-chub there when you smell it. Is that why you had to run out of the room?
Okay, I'd like to point out, nice try.
But point with your erection?
You two are both made of so much 4chan that garbage seems normal to you. You guys had to come up with the phrase normie to describe someone who doesn't want to smell lube, asshole lube. Like,
sounds like a normie to me.
Yeah. Yes, exactly! I'm the goddamn normie here! The inmates are running the asylum, you two fucking crazy. You're always on the Kiwi Farms reading about freaks. And God knows you're obsessed with this Elliot Rodgers kid. You're both fucked up people.
If I could give advice to Sierra, age 16, I would say...
First, stop communing with men in their 30s.
9 little words. If you can't do the time, don't do the crime. It sounds like your friend, either she sells the drugs or she doesn't. Report to the police. Guess what? I don't sell drugs. I'm not in trouble. If I do sell drugs and get reported to the police, get locked up, bitch! Selling drugs in high school? We need to reform this girl. Your friend deserves to be in prison.
Wow.
Disgusting.
I've never heard you sound more like a TV preacher.
I've been TV preaching my whole life, sister. Teenage drug use is no joke.
When was the first time? The first time you tried drugs was with me at age 23.
Yeah, you corrupted me. And I was an adult, at least.
I forgot. Remember, you smoked pot in our bathroom.
It was so cute.
My brain synapses had not, at least they had time to develop. But these children should not be doing the drugs. Sierra, you should turn your friend in. You'll save her life in the long run. Trust me. Trust me.
Sierra, from one woman to another, I think you're this new guy in your science class. Now, you just met him out of nowhere. I'm thinking this guy is an undercover cop.
Oh, shit.
Because let me tell you, dude, have you ever read those articles about undercover cops, like, trying to buy drugs? Like, the, what's it, 21 jumps per treat in real life? They are assholes. I read this one article about this guy that coerced an autistic kid. Like, every day he asked the autistic kid to buy some of his Adderall or something for 6 months, and then the kid finally caves and they arrest him.
Yeah, because those undercover cops have to show results. They have to justify the budget of literally sending a cop to high school for a year. Like, instead of having that cop stop normal crimes like a normal cop.
We gotta manufacture crimes in our high school.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, the FBI's done that all the time. One time the FBI convinced a mentally challenged man to buy a bomb, and then immediately arrested him because they were like, you wanted to buy this bomb, you creep. And it's like, he didn't know anything.
I think as somebody who hates teenage drug use and eternally looks like a high schooler, I might have found my dream career. I should be an undercover police officer and go to high school for the rest of my life.
Oh my God, you'd be so good at it too, because I think you could pass for a 16-year-old.
If anything, they'd think that I should be in middle school, and they'll think that I got, you know, bumped up a few grades. It'll work out perfectly.
That's a pretty fucking good idea.
And then if I do find kids with drugs, I can force them to bribe me to not turn them in, and then we can all enjoy the drugs.
I want cool high school drugs, because they've got to be on the cutting edge, right? Because all these goddamn Zoomers, they know what the best weed, and this is a strain of this and that. It'd be great to have someone on the inside. All right, here's my advice.
Okay.
Oh, no, you have
I'm just saying, let's get... Do I have to go to police academy, or can I just start being a high school student?
Just show up at the police officer's doorstep and be like, hey, I look like a kid and I hate drugs.
I mean, I'm sure that's how it works, so let's do it.
I love this plan. All right, but I want to say I think the best move is actually kind of half of what Mumpkey said. Tip off your friend. Tip off your friend about it so your friend can, like, get rid of her weed or hide her weed somewhere else or bury it in the woods or something like
Give
that.
Give it to Asterios Coconuts at this P.O. box in the description.
I'll hold it. I'll keep it very safe.
Ever watch that 40-minute long video about why you shouldn't talk to cops?
Oh, yeah, exactly. But then go to this dude and secretly record him saying that he wants to buy drugs. Sell him some K2. Sell him some of that fake weed that you can buy at the gas
station. Like oregano?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Sell him oregano or grass clippings or something.
Oh boy, that's definitely still a crime, even if it's not real drugs.
No, just say, hey, you want some oregano, and wink at him.
Yeah,
and then
say, I've got the stuff.
No, say, I've got the oregano.
Exactly.
I've got the stuff that will enhance your cooking, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
Exactly. Then
I got the herbs and spices, my friend.
Now you got him on tape. And you say, if you blow up my friend, I'll blow up you. And you're going down, too. And by the way, my friend, I tipped my friend off, and she cleaned out her stash. Call the cops all you want. All of a sudden, now he entrapped this boy.
Yeah, no, she gets caught. She's just going to get 300 hours of community service. You got a family to support.
And blackmail him into getting drugs from his friends instead. Turn the tables on him completely.
And sell the drugs back to your friend who's selling drugs.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm realizing now that the advice I just gave is like a couple of crimes at once.
I thought that was the premise of this show.
Efficiency.
Yeah, I guess that's true. So let me just say that this is a satirical advice show. None of this advice is meant to be... Please. Oh.
No, I'm pretty serious.
Oh, goddamn! Okay, your advice is great!
My real name is George Azunian. Please sue me.
There you go. Perfect.
My name is Tess Holliday. I'm a famous overweight fashion model, and I support kids doing drugs.
And Asterios' real name, of course, is Kevin Landau.
Yeah. Yes, of course, attorney at law.
Well, it's a really attorney diverse podcast.
Wow.
Okay. How do we... Is there any... All right, look, she can't narc on her friend, that poor thing. Her friend's selling drugs.
I think you gave her the perfect advice. Just tell the friend to clean out her stash. And then say, do it, pussy.
Okay, do that, but don't do the secret videotaping blackmail thing, because all of a sudden it's going to end up like that movie Wild Things that you Zoomers have never seen. Like, if you blackmail somebody...
What a great reference.
Yeah. The people listening know what Wild Things is. It was a formative movie. That's the movie where Denise Richards and some other girl made out in the pool in front of Matt Dillon.
Who?
Who?
All right, let's move on to the next question. All right. All right, here we go. Hey, Asterios and Sriracha. Sorry for the question in advance. It's not funny or lighthearted.
Wow.
Oh, God.
No,
okay.
Jesus, all right.
My parents, both very nice, very normal people, were yelling at each other for the first time ever tonight.
Wow.
And my dad called my mom a lesbian bitch and said she'd, quote, have to be the one to tell the kids,
uh-oh,
end quote. The writing on the wall is pretty fucking clear. So what do I do now? If anything. It's not a black and white issue, so I'm a bit lost at the moment.
It's more of a rainbow issue.
Thanks and sorry again for the overly serious question. This guy's named Pokehat. P.S. Feel free to ignore this, honestly. It's not exactly the question for a show about whack Donald's tales, weed, and crippling French family members. his 17-year-old kid named Pokehat.
I don't know. My parents have been divorced. I mean, you're 17. You're not going to be emotionally scarred by the fact that your mom's a lesbian. Or at least you shouldn't be at
No,
this point.
You should be, if anything, really ecstatic for your parents because your mom gets to live her best life. Like, she was going to be tied down and pretend to be straight forever. Like, no, now she can go be a bitch lesbian or whatever the hell.
Two
I'd
Christmases.
Be happy for my parents.
Do you mean butch lesbian, not bitch
no,
lesbian?
No, I'm quoting what the dad said.
Oh, okay. That's even worse. God damn it.
I don't know. My parents got divorced. Like, they have been separated for a very long time, and then they felt the need about a year ago to sit me and my adult ass brother down and be like, we're getting a divorce. We're like, yeah, we know. We have jobs and shit. We pay taxes.
Yeah, you had a car. You have a car registered in your name.
Yeah.
I wish my parents would have gotten a divorce, and the earlier the better, because then you get two Christmases. You know, they're both going to be fighting for your affection and love, so like double the birthday presents, even better than before. I'm just not super wild about a concrete family, nuclear family setup. Like, fuck it, let your mom be a lesbian, then you have two moms. I'm sure your dad will remarry, have three moms. You know, that's, like, if you need to breastfeed, like, you got three women to choose from.
Three moms is great.
I'm sorry, you need to breastfeed, you have three women to choose.
Yeah, you have three moms, you know, that's six breasts that
that's
you can...
six total boobies!
Mom, do you think you could just suck on a tit and get milk?
I've been doing that for 23 years, I don't know what you're talking about. Do you not just breastfeed?
You heard it here? Yeah, no, sometimes I get a little thirsty.
You get a little thirsty.
Oh, God.
And as Asterios would say, you can get a nip of milk from your mother.
I really...
Not jungle juice, though, unless no, I guess not... your mom's African-American. That's okay. Kind of fucked up.
I guess this is... Okay. I officially...
Your mother is Asian.
I officially disavow my previous jungle juice comments. I was wrong. The jungle juice may have had a racist etymology or entomology. I forget. One of those about bugs. One of those about words.
Next week, we'll debate whether or not a series is comfortable using the term yellow jacket.
Just call them bumblebees.
They're not bumblebees.
They're bumble. They're so bumbly.
Bumblebees don't sting you.
Okay.
They don't?
No, they don't. It's just the wasps.
Why am I so afraid of them?
I don't know, because you're pussy.
Well, that's true.
Okay. I don't think this kid has a problem with the idea that his mom might be gay. Because if he did, I don't think he'd write to us. Like, he knows we're, like, liberal cucks. I think he's...
Speak for yourself.
Okay. But I think that he's looking for a way to kind of get all this out in the open. Maybe, okay, kid, maybe approach your mom.
Throw a gay pride parade for your mom.
Yeah, put your mom on Grindr and be like, I got all these hot matches for you, mom.
Hell yeah.
Approach your mom quietly without your dad around, because you don't want to deal with them as a unit until you've approached them each individually. But approach your mom quietly and go like, hey, I heard this fight the other night, and I just want you to know that whatever your sexual preference may be, you're my mom and I love you. And so if there's anything you want to tell me now, feel free to tell me now. If you want to tell me later, you tell me when you're ready. But you're my mom and I love you and I'll always love you.
Nah, that's some bullshit.
Okay, well then what should she do?
You're doing a role reversal. Like, that's how the mom should talk to the kid if she finds out that her kid is gay. I don't know why the 17-year-old kid has to, like, be the adult in the situation. Clearly, yeah. The parents shouldn't be arguing and keeping secrets. Just tell me what's going on or don't. I don't give a shit.
And I feel like at this age, you shouldn't be that upset over divorce.
No. You're moving out next year anyway.
Yeah. Like, I get it. It's never fun when parents are like, oh, I don't love your dad. But you're not, like, seven. Where you it destroys your whole world.
And you're not going to blame yourself like a lot of divorcee kids do. Because you know your mom just wants some of that sweet, sweet boontang.
Who would? It's so sweet. But I don't think the divorce is the problem. I think that this kid is like, how do I get my mom to come out of the closet to me? Because his mom is clearly terrified. It's like, if this kid's 17, then she's been in the closet for at least 17 years.
Yeah, you got to bait her. You got to go into your kitchen and hold like a wrench, then just place it on the counter under a box.
A picture of Rosie the Riveter, a picture of Rosie O'Donnell. Get all the Rosies together.
The way I would do it is because I try to diffuse everything with humor. So I'd say, hey, Mom, what do you and me have in common? We both love eating pussy! And then give her a high five and start yelling.
That's a really good idea, Monkey Jones.
Hell yeah!
okay. She will start to cry. But that's
tears
a story
of joy.
That's a story that she could tell on first dates with girls forever.
Guess what, like, my asshole son said to me.
Yes, my asshole son is so cool and down with my gayness that he wrote a bit. He got the popular YouTuber Monkey Jones to write him some material.
Oh yes, see, email us like back. That. We'll make you another video. Who's gay? You.
Or,
it's like a card.
Or really, honestly, just listen to this podcast on speakers and turn it up really loud so your parents can hear this.
Oh, I love how passive aggressive that is. Do the thing where, like, you're playing it to your home stereo system, but you forgot that the Bluetooth was connected.
Yeah, come downstairs. We need you to disconnect the Bluetooth speakers.
I love those text messages.
Yes. Yes, exactly. All right, that's fucking perfect. I love it. And also, get your mom to subscribe to patreon.com/stereo.
We're the number one fest comedians for lesbians.
True.
Fuck you, Ellen DeGeneres. Yeah, your show sucks.
Yeah, Ellen's show does fucking suck.
It does suck. It's like, it's the boomerist. Your mom's cool. Your mom's
so when my grandma doesn't like Ellen, and it's a big deal, but you guys are allowed to not like Ellen?
I like Ellen. I don't like Ellen for other reasons.
I don't like Ellen because she's not funny.
You don't know why she doesn't like Ellen?
I know why your grandma doesn't like Ellen.
Bullshit.
I know why your grandma.
She says she doesn't like the dancing.
Yeah, exactly. She doesn't like it.
Because it makes her feel things.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, she said it makes her tingly. I don't know what that meant, Grandma.
Ellen's seductive swaying. They're fucking white suits.
I guess they're approximately the same age.
All right, let's get one more question. Oh, actually, this isn't a question. It's more a comment. So last time, Suresh, why don't you tell people about Bubble Friends?
Oh, I put out an open call to anybody who wanted to shove... I would say a liter or two of seltzer water up their ass. Tell me how it felt.
Because Surat has wanted to do this for a long time because she feels like it'd be fun to have a tingling sensation up her asshole. And she calls it. She calls them bubble friends.
I feel like it would feel really good. Don't you think so?
No.
See, this is why you guys aren't normal. Just letting you both know.
What are you talking about? He's on your side, clearly.
I mean, don't they have vibrating dildos that you can stick up your asshole? Why do you need seltzer water like a clown with a fucking a flower on his thing and he squeezes it? Why? Why does it have to be like this?
I said the same thing. I said we could put a vibrating egg up there, right?
Yeah, it's so easy.
It's designed for this.
Listen, because vibration and the sweet, sweet tingling sensation of popping bubbles are very different.
You could...
I wouldn't put a vibrating egg in my mouth. It's too intense.
Just put your own finger up there and drink a lot of caffeine and you'll just start shaking naturally.
Yeah. The fart will rupture your anus around your finger.
This is a show for kids?
This is a show. Oh, God. Okay. Well, anyway, we got a letter about this because Sriracha said anyone who does this, she'll pay $50, send them a signed copy of... my book. Originally, she said I'd send them a signed copy of Maddox's book for some reason.
But we don't have a copy of that.
Yeah, exactly. We don't have a copy of that, honey.
I think all these spare copies have been burned, so it'd be hard to even find one.
You can get one on Amazon for one penny.
They're becoming rare and rare.
Listen, I'm going to need some proof if I'm going to ship this $50. So let's hear this email.
Well, Ivan says, I tried the sparkling water thing. You know the horrible sensation of gas coming out of your nose? If you don't burp after drinking Coke. Same thing, but up the butt, and a lot worse, the bubbles aren't your friends.
Uh-oh.
They're your worst nightmare.
Uh-oh. Oh, God, really?
And that's Ivan, aged 18, thank God.
Well, talk about Ivan the Terrible.
Yes. Honey, do you have anything you want to say to Ivan?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like he didn't give the friends a chance.
I think you should go test this out then, to be so sure.
Yes.
I'm very scared. I'm glad. Okay, Ivan, email me at porkcheddar@protonmail.com. I got a few more questions for you about the Bubble Friends. Questions that I think only you can answer.
Okay, so just real quick, you are actively soliciting a child to...
I hope to fuck this was not a kid.
You said he was 15.
Their ass.
Okay, he says he's 18, but I can't really screw you with the truth, so I'm trying to screw you with innuendo.
Yeah, nice try, Trump. This is Trump's America now.
Wow.
You libtard. You can't unfax and read. Let me tell you, I was at Walmart the other day. I was at Walmart, and the cashier looks at me and says, "Happy holidays." And I lean over and I say, "You know, Trump fixed this. You can say Merry Christmas now." And she started crying. She said, "Thank you."
And everybody in line started clapping.
Of course, yes. No, everybody in line started clapping. And she said, "Thank you. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, one and all." And then everybody in line started chanting, "Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Trump fixed it."
And Jesus was there. And Jesus came up to me and he said, "Thank you so much for protecting my birthday."
And then did Jesus kick Muhammad in the balls?
Really, no reason to bring Muhammad into. You could have easily just ended with, and then Jesus punched my atheist professor in the face.
No, because he punched.
It's the story of Trump's America, so the Muslim would be the enemy, right?
No, he actually punched Neil deGrasse Tyson, who was also in line at the Walmart, and said, "That's what you get for sciencing your way into a sexual molestation charge."
Well, yeah, but wouldn't Trump side with him? Because, like, you know, when you're famous, they just let you do it.
No,
right?
But not if you're a liberal.
Oh, you're right.
See, exactly. That's true. That's why Trump went real hard at Al Franken when a picture of Al Franken grabbing a girl's boobs came out.
He was pantomiming grabbing a sleeping woman's boobs, who I assume was probably okay with it because it's a joke. I mean, did we ask the lady how she felt about it? Or
she said she was horrified by it. She said that Franken kept trying to write skits where he could kiss her.
Oh, okay, never mind. Fuck that guy.
And she was like, "I'm not doing these skits." And she was like, freaking got very upset with me. Yeah, Al Franken is a creep. I immediately disavow. I read his books as a kid. I was like a big fan of Franken and Davis, their two-person comedy team. One of my favorite SNL skits had Al Franken in it with a giant satellite dish on his head. I'm a big fan of Al Franken played the grief counselor character. You know, "You're good enough, you're smart enough, and God and doggone it, people like you."
From what?
You guys don't. Okay, these are all boomer references.
From Malcolm in the Middle?
No, it was Stuart Smalley. Anyway, Franken sucks. Yeah, but Trump was like, "Ha ha, Franken's a pedo. Look at him grabbing these girls. Who would grab girls? What an idiot.
Boingo boingo on those titties."
Yeah.
Nasty guy. Trump was never caught on camera doing it.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was probably just boasting and bragging, and he's actually never even been with a woman.
See, it's the weirdest thing, because he's like boasting and bragging to Billy Bush. He's trying to get like Billy Bush to think he's cool.
Dude, that's the most embarrassing part about that whole thing, is that he's trying so hard to impress Billy fucking Bush.
Yeah.
Billy Bush thought it was Jeb Bush's cousin.
Yeah, I mean, he is Jeb Bush. Billy Bush is a member of the Bush family.
No way.
He is. That's how he got famous, because he was a Bush you could put on TV during the Bush administration.
They don't even look alike, do they?
I'll Google it, but I assure you Billy Bush is a member of the Bush family. Billy Bush, I'm just looking it up real quick. Yeah, he's a member of the Bush family.
What?
William Hall Billy Bush.
Was he at the HW funeral last week?
Yeah, probably. I mean, everybody, that was a big, I mean, all the Bushes are as rich as fucking kings. Like, they can go wherever they want. And Billy Bush, by the way, he's like a tiny, teeny man. He looks like Tom Thumb.
Well, is he smaller than Lando?
Yeah, Billy Bush he's like a little bitty baby. Aww. One time, I was working at America's Funniest Home Videos. It was great. It paid well. I liked everybody there. On the table in the kitchen, they were like, "Oh, these are some of this is some wardrobe that we're getting rid of if anybody wants it." And there was like one of the jackets was like written like Billy Bush in the tag, and it was like a little doll's jacket.
Aww.
It was like an American Girl jacket. And Trump's trying to impress this guy, like, by talking about grabbing women in the pool. But anyway.
Oh, here's a Zoomer reference for you, Monkey. You know the guy that made Ren and Stimpy?
I don't know him, but
John Crickfalushi.
That guy is apparently a super creep.
Yeah,
like,
I've heard.
Invited a 16-year-old out to his animation studio when he was like 45.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad shit out there about John K. And it's interesting because he's only ever made that one thing. It's like he made one season of Ren and Stimpy. He was too difficult to work with. He got fired.
He torpedoed his own career.
Well, anyway, hold on. Let me get one more question. All right. Our last question for this episode of Asterius Kills a Kid. Ooh. All right. This is a good one. All right. Here's our last question. It's especially for you, Monkey. This guy writes, Mel writes, Hi, Asterios. I found you because I listened to Mumpke Jones.
Oh, shit.
Thank you. I take architecture, and the guy who sits next to me is a rude asswipe. How do I tell someone to fuck off politely? And that's Mel, age 16.
Architecture class at age 16?
I was thinking the same thing. This kid must go to like a private school or something.
Huh.
We had an architecture class in my high school.
You did?
Yeah, our final project. It was one of those one semester things. And it was all about like physics and shit. And then at the end of the semester, you had to build a bridge out of toothpicks or popsicle sticks or something. And if it held over a certain amount of weight, you passed. And then if it didn't, you failed.
How did you do?
I did fine. It was a fine bridge, but there were some kids that made these super bridges, and I think some parents got involved,
yeah.
But...
come on.
Well, as a Mel B, I have to assume his full name is Mel Blank, so he should just do some Bugs Bunny voice shenanigans to fuck with this guy. Just chew a carrot, ask him what's up, Doc, turn the barrel of his rifle so it's pointing at him, you know, just the classic stuff.
Confuse him about what hunting season it is. Why don't you smash his bridge and go, that's all, folks?
Yeah, get lost on the way to Albuquerque.
That'd be fucking great. Play every member of a baseball team.
Just do that to fuck with the guy.
Do it.
Play every member of your class.
Yes, exactly.
Give him a scalp massage with your feet and hands at the same time.
Okay, here's my suggestion.
Replace cigars with dynamite sticks.
Cigars, dynamite stick. The best... Have you guys ever heard of spite houses?
I've heard of spite industry.
No, what is that?
Okay.
Our incorporated. What is it called? Incorporated?
Do not say Spite Incorporated, which is the name of my actual S corporation.
You can buy stock. You have stocks.
I have 200 shares of Spite Incorporated stock.
You gotta do an IPO.
I will do an IPO. A spite house is this. If you have a neighbor that you fucking hate, you build like a teeny tiny house that fucks up their view. Like a teeny tiny house that makes it so that they can't see the sun or their trees or whatever anymore. Because you can't build on their land, but you can build as tall as you want. Or if some asshole developer wants to like, is trying to get your land through, I forget the name of the eminent domain. You build a little house that you'll never live in just for spite. So what you gotta do is make some spite architecture. Make like a cathedral that when you look at it from the roof says fuck Kevin on it. And on the last day, like you show the whole class this thing and you show them the angle for the first time and they, it's got dick butt on it and then dick butt's dick is aimed at a picture of Kevin you made out of popsicle sticks. That way you not only get an A, you get an A in architecture and an A plus in spite. What do you guys think of this?
I like the spite house idea, but I think you need to take it in a more creepy direction. Like, he walks into class and there's 40 little houses all over the classroom, and they spell out the words, fuck Kevin.
Yeah, that's good. Like a fuck Kevin housing development. Low-income housing for people in need that also fucks Kevin. I like that.
I like it, too.
Now, I see where you guys are coming from. But if this is like the guy he sits next to in class and he needs to like real quick get this guy to fuck off because he's annoying and rude.
That's true.
I'm probably not going to build 40 popsicle stick houses through my research, the best way to make one of your classmates stop bothering you is to bring a gun to school.
Oh, God!
Oh, yeah. Put it in his backpack.
Or you could shoot him with it, you could threaten him with it, but yeah, you could also sneak it into his backpack and get him swatted and arrested for life. And like, write up a fake manifesto signed by his name and also sneak that into his locker.
Yeah, get one of his papers after class so you could copy his signature.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be easy, or just type it up. Like, I mean, there's so many ways you could frame him for a potential mass murder.
Coat his stuff in little boy lube. The possibilities are
and
really
clearly
endless.
He's an asshole, so people would believe it immediately. They wouldn't even really investigate, I bet.
Okay. We give that advice a lot on this show.
to kill people?
No, like the gun plant.
Like in our very first episode, we said to plant a gun in a locker.
Good advice.
I mean, it is, but it's just I want to make sure people get their money's worth.
Oh, yeah, we planted a gun in an igloo.
This is my first episode,
so I didn't know that the joke had been taken.
It's not a joke. It's very good advice.
It's a catch-all solution. It's not a joke.
It's the nuclear bomb. It's like, it'll fix the problem, all right. But in case you can't afford a gun or you live in like some cuck state where you gotta take a 1 hour class before you get a gun.
You could just stab him.
You could stab him in the guts. But how about this?
Send an anonymous letter to his house threatening his family so that they have to move away.
That's not bad.
But it takes time to buy a house.
I think...
Get him into live streaming and then SWAT team... him, and then they'll come shoot him while he's just playing video games on the internet.
These are all... I literally can't argue with any of these
Give
solutions.
Keemstar his address.
Keemstar?
He's gonna get gnomed.
Oh, he got gnomed already.
You should send him a link to the gnome thing.
And at that moment, the SWAT team person...
Have you been gnomed before?
You gnomed me once, Bucky. You gnomed me. I've been gnomed.
All right, if you had to give an impression of what the gnome said in the video, how would you say it?
He says, like, I'm a gnome. And you've been gnome.
That's pretty close.
Okay, I want to give this kid some actual advice that he could take that won't get him killed. Or this other guy killed.
I don't know.
Just, I mean, look, those options are on the table, and he knows those options are on the table. He doesn't need us to do it. It's like, what if you got some termites and released them in this kid's popsicle bridge? Like, some kind of slow-acting architecture terrorism. Because like, the best kind of spite is thematic. If you could... get this guy through the power of architecture. I feel like that's funny and cool. And you could even go to your teacher after and be like, well, I found the exact kind of termite that eats this exact kind of wood. I did a lot of research on it. I planted it here. Give me an A for effort. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like how Captain Kirk cheated to win the Kobayashi Maru, and they were like, you've got guts, kid. Even though you cheated, we love your style. You know what I'm saying?
I know it. Wait, no, go ahead.
Your solution is it's very creative, it's thematic, it took a lot of comedic effort. I'm more of a just walk into school with a gun kind of guy.
You're more of a pie in the face type of solution.
Instead of the pie, it's a gun. Instead of the face, it's his stomach and neck and spinal column. Okay, termites.
There's two types of comedy. There's, you know, the creative funny thing, and there's shooting somebody in the face.
What if you did this? Build a small... Okay.
Out of guns?
No! Enough of the guns!
The reason that I like the gun solution is because I think you're relying too heavily on the architecture aspect. Like, if this kid is an asshole in architecture class, he's going to be an asshole in all his other classes. Now, Monkey Jones' solution, it's creative. It carries the overall theme well.
Speaking of overall themes... What you could do, no matter what class it's in, is plant the little boy juice on him and then make everybody know he's a pedophile.
Cover his bridge in little boy juice.
Yeah.
And say, hey, I think he's been using this bridge for other stuff.
Yeah, he's been fucking little boys on his architecture project. And then when the teacher smells it, they'll recognize the scent. And the rest is history.
I had a much more PG solution to this, which was...
More or less PG than shooting him in the fucking face.
Why don't you just do... Let's say this kid builds like a tower.
Build a twin tower?
Maybe two towers?
They could have used some little boy juice over there.
This is too many edgelords.
We've outnumbered you for once.
I've been outnumbered by edgelords. All I was going to say is... Build a smaller building inside his building that is actually a popsicle statue of you giving the finger. And then
fly a paper airplane into his tower.
God damn it! Then when he presents his tower, have it rigged to crack with small charges that you place all around it because, you know, jet fuel can't melt steel beams.
Not too far.
But party poppers can burn...
shitty popsicle sticks, and then his building lights on fire, revealing you inside it giving him the finger. That's an A-plus for spite right there. What do you guys think?
I think that was the only person that survived 9/11 was a kid giving a finger.
Wow. Okay, that's been it for this episode of Stairs.
Oh, wow, you made a tower. I made one exactly like it.
That's been it for this episode of Stairs Kills a Kid. I'd like to thank Monkey Jones for putting us up for a couple of days and for being on our show. Thank you, buddy. Where can people find your stuff?
Not on Twitter. YouTube.com/monkeyjones. It's about as funny as this show.
Yeah, it's been
it's supposed to be an insult.
I love your stuff, and I'm not going to accept that. And then, of course, you can the best way to support Sriracha and I is through Patreon. Sriracha gets a percentage of every pledge because she's on so many shows and she gets so much to help.
Yeah, you like porn? Say kids. Kids, you like porn? You like that shit? Make your gum bleed? Yeah, I hope it does. We got pork chatter. Yeah, episode's just about the foul birds from Star Wars. You like that shit? You go listen to it. Patreon.com/serious. Don't tell your parents.
And if you have an extra supply of little boy juice that you just want to get rid of, Asterios has a P.O. box, I assume, in New York City. You
can just ship it in. Yeah, we should unboxing, and I hope it's all those little boy juices.
Yes, I hope it is too. I'll be there for that.
This is the first episode that might make me throw up. That's it. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next time. And remember, stay alive, kids.
I tried, Luke, but I failed.
Oh, you didn't, Mama, you didn't.
Don't try to pay me back, Sonny. I forgive you. So what if you're an ingrate? So long as you're happy.
I don't want to be happy.
Don't feel guilty. Just make believe I'm an old used car. Junk me. Leave me in the gutter.
I'll never leave you, never.
You heard him. You're a witness.
I promise, Mama. I never broke promise to my mama.
Good boy.
Why can't they be like Albert?
Perfect in every way.
What's the matter with kids?
Yeah, what's the matter with kids?
Nothing's the matter with kids today.